Ready?
You are about to hear Indie Nation's pick of the day. The best independent music on the planet.
Turn it up loud. Turn it out loud.
Indie Nation listeners, today is One Voice Day, which is a celebration of the Universal Peace Covenant from the University of Metaphysics, created in 1997. Clickable links will be in the show notes. Basically, they're asking people to read the Universal Covenant, or excuse me, the Universal Peace Covenant at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I thought I would do a quick podcast with an appropriate tune and publish it at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Universal Peace Covenant. Peace is the breath of our spirit. It wells up from within the depths of our being to refresh, to heal, to inspire. Peace is our birthright. Its eternal presence exists within us as a memory of where we have come from and as a vision of where we yearn to go. Our world is in the midst of change. For millennia, we have contemplated, reasoned, and practiced the idea of peace. Yet the capacity to sustain peace eludes us. To transcend the limits of our own thinking, we must acknowledge that peace is more than the cessation of conflict. For peace to move across the face of the earth, we must realize, as the great philosophers and leaders before us, that all people desire peace. We hereby acknowledge this truth that is universal. Now humanity must desire those things that make for peace. We affirm that peace is an idea whose time has come. We call upon humanity to stand united, responding to the need for peace. We call upon each individual to create and foster a personal vision for peace. We call upon each family to generate and nurture peace within the home. We call upon each nation to encourage and support peace among its citizens. We call upon each leader, be they in private home, house of worship, or place of labor, to be a living example of peace, for only in this way can we expect peace to move across the face of the earth. World peace begins within ourselves. Arising from the spirit, peace seeks expression through the mind, heart, and body of each individual. Government and laws cannot heal the heart. We must transcend whatever separates us. Through giving love and respect, dignity and comfort, we come to know peace. We learn to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, bringing peace into the world. We hereby commit ourselves to this noble endeavor. Peace is first a state of mind. Peace affords the greatest opportunity for growth and learning, which leads to personal happiness. Self-direction promotes inner peace and therefore leads to outer peace. We vow to heal ourselves through forgiveness, gratitude, and prayer. We commit to causing each and every day to be a fulfillment of our potential, both human and divine. Peace is active, the motion of silence, of faith, of accord, of service. It is not made in documents, but in the minds of hearts and men and women. Peace is built through communication. The open exchange of idea is necessary for discovery, for well-being, for growth, for progress, whether within one person or among many. We vow to speak with sagacity. Listen with equanimity, both free of prejudice. Thus we will come to know that peace is liberty and tranquility. Peace is achieved by those who fulfill their part of a greater plan. Peace and security are attained by those societies where the individuals work closely to serve the common good of the whole. Peaceful coexistence between nations is the reflection of man's inner tranquility magnified. Enlightened service to our fellow man brings peace to the one serving and to the one receiving. We vow to live in peace by embracing truths that apply to all of us. Living peacefully begins by thinking peacefully. We stand on the threshold of peace-filled understanding. We come together, all of humanity, young and old, of all cultures, from all nations. We vow to stand together as citizens of Earth, knowing that every question has an answer, every issue a resolution. As we stand united in common purpose, we hereby commit ourselves in thought and action so we might know the power of peace in our lifetimes. Peace be with us always. May peace prevail on earth. Signed this 8th day of October, 1997, at the College of Metaphysics. Indie Nation listeners, I think that's pretty cool, and I also think there's a perfect tune for it. It's by an artist called Cramo. I found him over at MeVio's Music Alley. You can also find him over at soundclick.com. If you go to Cramo, CRAYMO.com, you'll be redirected, and he's got this tune that he wants everybody to learn and sing on 9/11 this year, and it's called One Love, One World, One Voice, and it's the perfect track to close this day's Pick of the Day out. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you next time we have a Pick of the Day.
We all just need to come together, man. One love, one world. My bro.
In this world of constant changing, all our lives are rearranging. Now all the struggle, all the pain, a part of what we call the game, and harmony calls my name. Things don't have to stay the same. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, can happen once again. We are one love, we are one world. Put your hands together now. Shame.
Paradise later, fly high above the hatred like an aviator. I got visions of a better future, picture painter. Picture everybody viewed through the same eyes. I keep my ears to the street, I hear the world cry. But we can make it better if we just come together. Keep an umbrella up for the stormy weather. No matter your creed or religion, we gotta come together and eliminate the schism. The truth is right in front of you, open up and listen. So the clock is ticking. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, one voice, one love, one world.
We are one. We are one.
Listening to Indie Nation's Pick of the Day, a sporadic podcast celebrating whatever day it happens to be with whatever tune we happen to have in our library. We vow to speak with sagacity. Listen with equanimity. Equanimity.
Hey everybody, welcome back to a Midnight Spook Show. As always, I'm your host and guide, Zach the Mothman, Daggy, and joining me once more, none other than the man of a thousand voices, Alan Sale. Say hello, Alan.
Hello, Alan.
Never gets old. The man of a thousand sounds, the amazing Tim Kretschmann.
Hi, I'm here in Muskego. We're live.
Wait a minute. Zach is going to argue with Stephen King? Whoa.
Now, wait a minute. I heard that werewolves are very difficult to direct.
This version of Jumping the Shark is instead the shark dry humping Fonzie.
I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about you guys getting drunk in the hotel room at night.
That's special. Yeah.
Let me clarify for the folks out there that may not know the trauma that I went through when watching Thanksgiving.
I'm not stopping.
I went through this and everybody else is going through this.
Way too serious! It's supposed to be the comedy relief! Are you kidding me?
Okay. Simmer down.
I'm almost there. Simmer down. I'm a little upset.
I'm gonna curl up in the fetal position over here. Carry on, Alan.
Catch Midnight Spook Show, live and undead, every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, on IndieNation.fm.